In children's chat during the last few Sundays of Advent, we have been checking in with our bodies to see how we are feeling while we wait for Christmas. We've taken a moment to see what we're feeling in our eyes, our feet, our arms. Today, Martha helped us check in. How are we feeling in our hearts? And now I'm going to invite us to check in with one more part of our body, your legs. So let's move our attention to our legs. How do they feel? Are they feeling relaxed or restless? Warm, cold, something else? When Mary found out that she was pregnant with Jesus, she ran on her two legs with haste to the hill country of Judea. I wonder if her legs were tired by the end of that trip. I wonder if your legs are tired. Where have your legs carried you this Advent season? I wonder if you ever feel that your legs need a rest. I can relate. It has been a long year. But friends, this is not the time to rest. This is the time to get excited because Christmas is almost here. Because of Jesus' birth, the whole world is changing, and we get to be part of it. This is the wonder that fuels Mary's song, the Magnificat, that God is bringing about a new realm of love on earth, and a young girl like Mary has been cast in a starring role. It's almost like she just can't believe the good news that she gets to be a lead in God's drama of salvation. It is marvelous that God can do such grand work through such small people, ordinary people like Mary and you and I. But it does fit into the miracle of incarnation. Because God chose the absolute littlest among us to bring about God's love on earth, a baby. The baby Jesus, born of Mary, a nobody child, born to a nobody girl in a nobody place. And not just that baby either. We heard in our gospel story today that 6 months before Jesus' birth, the baby John leaped in his mother's womb, filled with joy that he too would have a role to play in supporting the ministry of God's love incarnate. So at 6 months gestation, I wonder if you've ever seen how big a baby's legs are. They're like just coming in. If a baby who barely has legs can be this ready, this excited for Christmas, how much more ready should we be to have our legs take us running down the path of Jesus' ministry, loving others, and announcing a new world order based on love. But like so much of proclaiming good news, this falls into the category of easier said than done, doesn't it? The fact that the incarnation was not just about Jesus' birth and Jesus' flesh, but requires us our flesh, our rebirth to love, it is slightly intimidating. Incarnation requires us. To quote Pastor Brent, that's hard. So somewhere along the line, my baby Lyra, who's 6 months post-womb this month, got her sticky little hands on a copy of the 1930 picture book, The Little Engine That Could. Did you know that it's actually a Christmas book? If you look closely, the train that is stranded is full of toys and decorations and gifts for Christmas, like the old-fashioned orange. One by one, wealthy and powerful engines pass by this stranded train needing their help. Until along comes a little miniature engine. She's rolling along, and instead of passing by like the others, she says, you all know it, say it with me, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And sure enough, that little engine carries the train full of toys to all the children in town. What a great way to resolve supply chain issues, huh? Love it. In our first reading today, the prophet Micah proclaimed that it would be a little town called Bethlehem, quite least among the clans, that would bring forth the exemplar of peace on earth. And when it came time to actually get that Messiah born, it turned out to be a job for the little engine that could, Mary. Trent in Sunday school loves to share with the children that historically Mary was probably about 13 years old. She calls herself a lowly servant in her song of triumph, the Magnificat. She believes in herself when probably no one else would, because she believed that God would make her great. In her song, Mary proclaims that God raises up the poor because God expects great things from them and wants us to expect great things from ourselves as well. As for the rich and powerful, God promises to challenge them, to help them give up anything in their lives that is getting in the way of love and justice for others. Mary proclaims that the rich will become poor so that together with the poor, everyone can become rich together. It's a vision of a world where everyone has enough. So this prophetic prayer by Jesus' mother, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. We call it the Magnificat. It's a Latin word that means to magnify. My soul magnifies the power of God. Mary's spiritual brilliance is to know that while she may be small and even incapable, her soul can magnify a power so much greater than her own. How? Through the spiritual magic of praise and joy, which make her so much bigger than she was before. So if all of this could happen in towns as little and out of the way as Nazareth and Bethlehem and the hill country of Judea, wherever that is, it means it could happen to us, right here in our town, our little corner of the world, and in any town, in any little corner of this world. For if it's how God got born the first time, It's likely this is always how love is going to be reborn on earth. For love to be born in all flesh, as surely as it was born in Jesus, we will all have to learn how to love and to reverence every single person born, all flesh on earth, regardless of race, gender, nationality, any kind of division, to love all. To do this, we are challenged by God and by Jesus' mother, Mary, to work against any structure or ideology that would destroy this vision of beloved community. Working to pull down structures that are against love and justice is a lifetime work. But the good news is that God's justice, as revealed in the ministry of Jesus, always works with us. He is with us, even to today, helping us to bring about true community. Because in the end, it's not only about, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. It's also, I think we can, I think we can, I think we can. When I finally wrested the little engine that could out of my baby's sticky hands and read it for myself for the first time in many, many years, it struck me that the moral of this story is actually different than most people remember. The little engine doesn't just, I think her can, I think I can, her way up the hill. Her optimism is what gets the journey started. But then, all along the way, she is cheered on by the animals and the toys who are riding the train, counting on her rescue. Like Mary, the little engine had her own train full of Elizabeths, the people in her life who magnified her courage with their encouragement. So if we, small individuals that we are, can remember to encourage each other, that together we are part of a much bigger body, a body as beautiful and powerful and loving as Christ's own body on earth. Maybe incarnation isn't such a hard thing after all.